My name is Jack Butler. I'm a New England Province Jesuit, and I was just recently hired to be the Vice President for Mission and Ministry at Boston College. Ignatius encourages the Jesuit to pray the examen twice a day, at noontime in the evening. And the idea of the examen is to become more familiar with God so that you can meet God in everyday life, and that the immediacy of God that you encounter, you won't miss. By going back and reviewing your day, you start to get more familiar with the movings and the promptings of God, so that later in life, the next day or the following day, you become more aware of God's working, and therefore you become a contemplative in action, which is the hallmark of what it means to be a Jesuit.
My name is Father Michael Boughton. I'm a Jesuit priest of the New England province, and I'm the director of the Center for Ignatian Spirituality at Boston College. The examen is a prayer form that St. Ignatius put great stock in and recommended very highly to people. Ignatius always believed that the best prayer for people was whatever helped them, but he thought the examen was a particularly helpful method of prayer. For St. Ignatius, God is love. Father David Fleming says that Ignatius believed God is love, loving. And for St. Ignatius, God's always at work in the universe, God's at work in creation, God's at work in communities of peoples, God's at work in the church, God's at work in me. The examen is a prayer method for asking God to help us to see where God's been at work in our day, and to ask God to help us to see how we've responded to where God is at work, or how we haven't responded to where God's at work. So the examen begins just by remembering that the person is in the presence of God. We're always in the presence of God, but whenever we pray, we try to be conscious of that. Then the examen invites the person just to ask God to be open, to be attentive to God's light as we review our day. And then a person would just begin to look back over his or her day. It's as if you're driving through your day, but the Lord Jesus is in the driver's seat. In the examen, we want to go and revisit our day, not so much from our vantage point, but what does Jesus see going on in our day? What does Jesus want us to look at about our day? It's as if we'd pass kind of an emotional Geiger counter over the day. And where do we get the most clicks? What goes off? Is it an experience that was very positive, where we felt great consolation, where as we look at the experience, we realize God was really at work here, leading us to more love, more hope, more faith, leading us to solidarity with the poor, leading us into deeper trust of God? Was there an experience during the day where our emotional Geiger counter goes off because something negative happened, where we weren't acting in love or acting out of trust in God or acting in justice for other people, where we were moved by other kinds of human dynamics, anger, fear, need to control? And then the examen invites us just to talk to the Lord Jesus, to have a heart-to-heart conversation with the Lord about what was going on in those particular instances. Perhaps we want to express gratitude to God for his great goodness to us. We want to thank the Lord Jesus for allowing us to share in a particular moment of the day, to share with another person, to be present to him. Perhaps we need to ask pardon of the Lord for a failure, for our own hardness of heart. And then we close the examen with this heart-to-heart conversation with Jesus, and by asking the Lord Jesus to help us tomorrow, help us the next day, to be both attentive to his presence and attentive to the ways in which we're not attentive to the presence and the light of the Lord. The examen is a very helpful tool for the seeker of God, for the Christian pilgrim, to be attentive to the different ways in which they are in union with the Lord and the ways they're not in union with the Lord. And after a while, you really can start to see your patterns and God's patterns.